This is Heather Tyner, and I'm a senior at South Anchorage High School. As a senior, I hear a lot about kids being done with high school. For me, being done means you no longer have any interest in anything high school has to offer. Personally, I've not yet come to this point. I still feel that whether it's the classes I'm taking or the after-school activities I participate in, high school still has a lot to offer.
This is Hannah Megan, and I'm a senior at Service High School. Wow, being done with high school. I think it's the feeling of wanting to do more, wanting to break free from the chains of detentions and hallway passes, to look for new opportunities. I feel that there are so many different options out there, and this feeling of being done is just wanting more.
Hi, this is Drew Kaysen, senior at West High. I have to agree with Hannah. Being done with high school means being ready for more. At some point, high school classes don't get any more challenging. But more than that, the way that they are run only allows for so much independence, so much freedom of thought. Being done with high school simply means you're ready to move on beyond the high school paradigm into the wild world of individual exploration.
Well, the reason I feel like there are still opportunities in high school is because high school is only as engaging as you make it. If you want your classes to be challenging, you have to choose challenging classes. Super academic achiever Christine Dawson agrees.
Yeah, classes can be really boring themselves, but if you decide that you actually want to learn about stuff and just learn more about the world, then it's engaging if you take the time to actually learn.
But Heather, sometimes there aren't any more challenging classes. Last year, my AP Calculus class finished the year more than half full of juniors. And this year, we're all taking the next highest math class, AP Statistics. But it's really easy, and definitely less than engaging. If we wanted a challenging math class, we'd have to leave West and go somewhere else. And my high school schedule just leaves no time for that.
Well, that may be true, but it's only one example. I mean, having one class that isn't thought-inspiring doesn't mean that all your classes are dull and worthless, or that high school is a complete waste of time. Senior socialite Kendra Higgins sums this thought up as...
Basically, you just have to realize that this is your life. You know, it's your future and it's your reality at the moment, so you have to engage yourself or else it's not worth it.
With this line of thought, even the boring classes are valuable because they allow you to better define what you don't like about the subject. To be engaged in high school is more than being engaged in just one class. Take other difficult classes or get involved socially.
I agree that a huge factor in engagement is the high school social environment. A lot of people love high school at first, seeing their friends and having fun. You know, there's always those big stories about cute boys and hot girls. But I think that a lot of juniors and seniors are sick of the immature drama that fills the halls and classrooms. They're done and want to move on. Brita Johnson, a Service High senior, is tired of the high school atmosphere.
There's also the feeling of, oh, I can't take anything more out of this environment. I'm done being here, and I'm ready to get out. I'm nearing that point, but I can see the end. I'm going to tough it out.
Kendra Higgins agrees.
Yeah, basically the same thing. It means you're, I completely understand. It means you've done high school for like 4 years, and you've grown so much. You're just ready to move on and get on with just having your life, career, and stuff.
A lot of students decide to take the initiative by taking higher-level classes or joining more advanced programs, such as the Early Honors Program at Alaska Pacific University. Victoria Frazier is involved with the Early Honors Program at APU.
The best part of APU is that the classes are like truly challenging. I feel like I'm actually learning something, and just preparing for college is neat.
The seminar program at Service High is a way for students to talk and discuss their different philosophies about life. Ryan Martinick, a seminar student.
Seminar is a program, it's just all about openness, talking. We read philosophy papers, so I think it's really interesting and just open discussion and views, open opinions, and I find it really interesting and insightful.
But Ryan also notes that sometimes other classes have less to offer.
Other classes, not so much. I think it definitely depends on the teacher and the mannerism of teaching, though.
In high school, you learn the skills you need later in life. Luba Barnitskaya, a motivated senior at South, is engaged in high school.
I know I have to do good now in order to make it somewhere later in life, and this is like the fundamental building block for everything that I'm going to need later in life.
But other seniors see high school as a mundane hurdle, standing between them and greater things. Like Heather said, it's tough to get into college without a high school diploma. But other than getting a diploma so that you can get into college or get a job, some high schoolers feel that they have developed beyond the target audience high school caters to.
That's making the assumption that lots of high school seniors do see high school as a mundane hurdle. What about the ones who are still learning something from being in high school? Going to high school isn't all about going to class, taking notes, trudging through crowded hallways, and having homework. In high school, you make friends who help you discover what kind of a person you are or could be. The classes you take help you decide what classes you want to take in college, and the teachers provide support as you make decisions that will affect the rest of your life. High school is a training ground for things to come, particularly college.
Sure, high school can be a place to hang out with friends, a realm of self-discovery, or a chance to be mentored by the more experienced. But by senior year, many students find alternative sources for all of these things. Many of my friends have graduated or go to other schools. So high school really just gets in the way of my social life. I find volunteering with environmental groups to be far more fulfilling than anything I've done with the school district. And I tend to identify better with adults I meet outside of school than with my teachers. So being done with high school socially may just mean seniors have found different social circles that fit them better. Academically, too, there are many differences between high school and college. In high school, you have far less freedom. There are many more general requirements for graduation than in college, and there are many more rules about how you behave. In college, you are free to pursue a major in a subject of your choosing, where you spend time learning about things that you will use as a member of society. That way, students can avoid taking classes they won't engage in. There's also a great deal more freedom in the classes, from when your classes begin to how much work you do. In high school, you follow prescribed study techniques, such as worksheets, a lot. In college, your entire grade may be based on two tests, or a paper and a test, leaving you free to study in whatever manner best suits your learning style.
Yeah, like you guys said, you've got to graduate from high school or get some sort of diploma in order to move on to other things, like college or a career. But I'm wondering if this feeling of disengagement, or wanting more, is more something that everyone experiences, whether in high school or later in life. I mean, look at Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. He stayed hung up on his high school football career and never made it anywhere in life. I'm not saying that high school is not a neat place. I think that high school is really important, and making the most of what we have and can get from high school is essential. Uncle Rico obviously missed the step of moving on. Is it simply that people reach this step at different times in their lives?
It's true that letting go of high school allows you to move on with your life, but being done with high school while you're still in high school seems a bit premature. You should enjoy it while you're still there and get over it when you leave.
But I think that by the end, it's more about learning what you're interested in or what you want and doing a good job of that.
I think that sometimes being done with high school is not always the student's choice, and programs like APU Early Honors offer valuable alternatives. But APU is expensive, so maybe something can be done to make other high schools a bit more like APU. Maybe by easing graduation requirements for high-achieving students or allowing for more freedom when choosing classes, high school could be more engaging for more seniors.